telling you, it's a lock.
But it rained last night.
Exactly. This horse loves the slop. It's in his bloodlines. His father was a mutter. His mother was a mutter.
His mother was a mutter?
What did I just say? Come on, let's go up to the office. I'm going to call my bookie. Hey, don't tell anybody.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
I got the horse right here. The name is Paul Revere. And here's a guy that says if the weather's clear, can do.
Our friend Eddie Olchek apparently has no sense of smell because he's lived his entire life in horse barns and NHL and regular hockey dressing rooms where it always smells funky. And Edzo's with us now. Good morning, Eddie.
Wow, that sounds like a great cologne for somebody. How are you, Steve?
I'm great, man. How are you?
You know, it looks like it's going to rain again on Derby Day, so we're...
Another mutter.
Yeah, another mutter. We got to find out whose mutter was a mutter, you know, so... obviously disappointing. I mean, last year was the wettest Derby in history. Maybe you can get Skilling on the blower there and ask him if he can help us out here.
No kidding.
But that kind of thrown a wrinkle into everything, and people have not heard the favorite for the 145th running of the Kentucky Derby scratched yesterday due to a breathing problem. So now it is really up for grabs. So if you have an opinion, stay with it, because this race is absolutely wide open.
20 horses still starting, I believe.
And, yeah, 20 horses. Yeah.
And here's my favorite, Improbable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's something
no
really...
No argument. The 5-horse trained by Bob Baffert. And Bob Baffert is the, he is the Tiger Woods of horse racing. Everybody knows who Bob is, and the recent history speaks for itself. 2 Triple Crown training jobs by him in the last 4 years. Last year, Justify winning all 3 jewels of the Triple Crown. He has 3 horses in the Kentucky Derby. He has Improbable, he has Game Winner, and he has Roadster, the horse that that I like. Now, the only question I have for Roadster is, can he handle an off-track, which it looks like we're going to get on Saturday. But Improbable proven on an off-track. Third race off of some time off, and Bob Baffert looking to win his 6th Kentucky Derby, which would tie the record at the Derby. So I can't talk to anybody off any horse that's trained by Bob Baffert, Steve.
Eddie, good morning. Pretty rare, isn't it, that the favorite in the Kentucky Derby gets scratched this close to the race?
Yeah, we've had in the past where there have been horses that, especially in the Triple Crown races, that have been either scratched the day prior or the morning of, because look, all these horses are looked at. I would imagine when you have a horse like this at Derby, the horses are probably looked over and scoped through probably hourly, which is probably exaggerating a little bit, but... you know, these horses are looked after and making sure that every hair is in place. And it's obviously disappointing. It really is. I mean, Richard Mandela, the trainer for Omaha Beach, was looking for his first Kentucky Derby win. He's a Hall of Fame trainer. Mike Smith, the jockey at Omaha Beach, jumped off one of Bob Baffert's horses, Roadster, to ride Omaha Beach, and he ends up getting scratched. So it looks like in a game of duck, duck, goose, it doesn't look like he's going to have a mount in the Kentucky Derby. And, of course, Mike Smith won the Triple Crown last year with Justified. So it is odd, David, but it has happened. It's disappointing. There is a letdown, but today we're expecting about 50,000 people at the track today, and then probably 125,000 tomorrow for Oaks. And then we're looking at, weather permitting, we're looking at probably north of 150,000 to 165,000 people on Derby Day on Saturday.
How about that?
Wow.
Dave, last quick here?
Well, real quick, everybody wants a long shot. what do you think of win?
Yeah, you know what? I don't mind it. Again, I think that the horse has the, has the breeding to be able to run on and off track. And again, I mean, that's what we're kind of basing everything on, you know, more than 48 hours away from the race. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an off track, has the ability to be able to run on it, has run one time. But I would say I would use a horse who I'm going to use in a lot of my tickets. And again, this is very fluid, and it's hard to kind of project how the track is going to play on Saturday. But I'm looking at a horse by the name of Code of Honor, the 13 horse, trained by Shug McGahee, who won with the horse by the name of Orb a couple of years ago. Johnny Velasquez, the 13. I think there's going to be a lot of value with Code of Honor. Training very well on these eyes and the chair that I sit in. I think we'll handle the off track well. I think can go the distance. Everybody's talking about how much speed there might be or not might not be in this race, but I think Code of Honor will be a little bit closer than normal. And you know, if you like, I think Code of Honor's got a chance to be every bit of 12-1, and there's nothing wrong with a 12-1 shot. Look, full disclosure, coming in, I like Roadster, the 17 horse. I'm going to use them. I just don't know how much. I'm going to use all three of Bob Baffert for sure. 100%. I'm going to use all. He's got the 5, the 16, and the 17 horses. But if you like a long shot, don't be afraid to put a couple of shekels on Code of Honor.
And once he wins his shekels, he'll be back doing the great job he does with NBC Sports through the NHL playoffs. And, of course, our great friend and yours, Eddie Doc Emmerich. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate you coming on.
Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. That's Eddie Olczyk.
Welcome to the third race at the Honeymoon Is Over Downs. They're at the gate, and they're off. Jumping out in the lead is Romance and Affection, with Domestic Bliss in close behind. It's Romance and Affection and Domestic Bliss. Here comes Marriage Vows, followed by Immediate Child. Romance and Affection falling off quickly. Mortgaged up the overtaking Domestic Bliss. And here comes Nasty Attitude, followed by More Children and Drinking Heavily. Coming down the backstretch, Drinking Heavily moving out in front of Mortgaged up the But coming on strong on the outside is Credit in Shambles. It's Credit in Shambles, followed by I Don't Give a Nasty Attitude, and Up Yours Keep. Up Yours Keep challenging for a second, going into the clubhouse turn. Passing on the rail is I Don't Give a taking the lead, followed by the House. You cook like and I your brother. Here they come, spinning out of the turn. I Don't Give a still in front. Up Yours Keep challenging for the lead. Up Yours Keep, and I Don't Give a neck and neck. And down the stretch they come. Up Yours Keep is pulling away from I Don't Give a coming on strong is I Am Out of Here, and passing the pack is the F***ing House. And at the wire, it's Up Yours, Keep the F***ing House, I Don't Give a shit, and I Am Out of Here.
I had a box and one there that really paid off nicely. That was the Derby, I think, a few years ago. I don't remember that from recent time, but boy, the truth to be told. That's all I'm saying. The truth stakes. That's what that was.
Yeah, where'd you get that?
Oh, I can't tell you. Howard Sudbury's here, and Howard has done fine work for years in this town, and enjoyed the past many at Arlington Park, working for the great Dutchesswab family. And our best to Mr. D, as always.
He is doing wonderfully. We were just talking about him a minute ago. He's 97 years young, and he's going strong. So he's doing something right.
We'll ask you about the race in a second. Tell us what's going to happen Saturday first at Arlington.
Saturday, we've got a hat contest, so everybody wear their best, their bow ties. I'm going to wear a bow tie Saturday. Well, I'm going to try to, but I don't know how to tie one.
Yeah. You can look it up on YouTube. One?
I know. Yeah. I did. Yeah. And
you still don't know.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I'm not that smart, Mary. So that's why I did sports. All apologies
easy.
To Dave.
Easy. Thanks.
Well, we just read ball scores. I mean, what
the heck? Yeah, there's nothing to it.
You move from that into picking horses.
There's nothing to it.
We've got a hat contest. We've got mint juleps. We've got Derby Party Zone. We've got a live band. We've got all kinds of festivities going on all day.
It's a huge day.
It's a huge day, and then we have live races all the way going up to the Derby, which goes off at about 5:45, 5:50.
This is like Daytona. You almost start off with your Super Bowl.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, you know, the Kentucky Derby is the race in the world. It's the one that people remember. They remember the Triple Crown if there's a horse that's going for the Triple Crown, but they get, you know, the Preakness and the Belmont get diminished a little bit if a horse isn't alive for the Triple Crown. But Derby Day, everybody kind of becomes a horse racing fan, I think.
Let's talk about the race in particular, Dave Bennett. Who do you have?
Who do I have? Yeah. Well, you know, I listened to Edzo this morning touting Roadster, but with Omaha Beach out now, it's pretty wide open. There's a horse that I like, Howard, that at least to maybe put him in somewhere, and that would be Win-Win-Win.
Oh, you're on to my long shot.
I mean, that's your long shot.
I wouldn't be surprised if Win-Win-Win won 1-1-1. because his problem is he had a little trouble in his last race. He was bumped coming out of the gate, but he closes every time. So I think that he could pick up the pieces and get in there. But you're talking about the race being wide open. I thought it was wide open even with Omaha Beach. And
right.
I don't think he was in any kind of a cinch. It changes the race. It takes one of the favorites out of it. But, you know, I heard Eddie earlier, too. Bob Baffert has won 5 Kentucky Derbies, the trainer.
It's crazy.
He's got 3 in here. They all, any of the 3 could win. And I like one of the 3. I like Improbable.
How do you? Yeah, I like Improbable. I brought that up earlier. I look smarter. It turns out I'm smarter than I look.
Well, it doesn't mean you're going to be right. So
what?
It doesn't mean you're going to be right.
You almost said you look smarter than you are.
Yeah, I know. And I caught myself mid. I caught myself mid thing.
Didn't catch quick.
So tell people how you get into the Derby. How do these horses make it to the Derby?
Well, there's a point system now called the Road to the Derby, and it starts when they're 2 years old. So they run in these races, and when they run first, second, third, sometimes first, second, third, and fourth, they accumulate points. And then it's the top 20 point getters that get into it. And that way they think it's, and it has worked out very well, where you wind up with the best 20 that end up getting into it.
And there are years where you might have 15, not 20 horses, or less than 20. Is that because a horse has an issue?
Well, not anymore. I mean, it's been a full gate, I think, for quite a few years now. You might have
because the only
really
time you get a scratch then is a health thing for the horse late.
Yeah, if you have a really late scratch, like in the morning of, they don't stick one in. You might have 19 at that point, but it's still a full gate.
But there's not a horse waiting right now to go into the Omaha Beach slot. It's too late for that?
Well, they already got one, right?
Yeah,
they do. He's in.
It was in time. So he'll be number 20.
But then they move. He starts on the outside, and then they move all the horses one.
They
once,
move
closer
up
to the rail.
Closer to the rail, yes. Yeah. And the rail in the Derby is not the greatest place to be because the one hole. The one post position, they kind of started at an angle, so you kind of have a disadvantage when you're coming out of them.
You get pinched?
They either got to use their speed up, and that might hurt them, or they got to take back. They can get buried by, 15 horses on the outside of them. So that's what's fascinating about the Derby with so many horses. The turns are tight, and you have to have a good path to get through this pack. That's why a horse with, tactical speed that can get out there and lay, fifth or sixth and can be in the clear, and then they don't have to wind their way through so many horses. But there have been horses like Mind That Bird in 2009 that came from dead last. He was so far last the first time they went under the wire, it was unbelievable. You didn't think he was going to pass a horse. And he came up the rail, and he wins at 50-1.
So, and that's the last 50-1 I think they came in, right?
There's been a roll now, I don't know how many years in a row, of the favorites winning.
Right.
And that's why I don't pay a lot of attention to the history, because it doesn't matter what happened.
Different every year.
For a while they were saying, the favorite can't win the Derby, win the Derby, because there hadn't been a favorite in a while. Now the favorite's winning every year. So
The Mutters are going to have a better day on Saturday, in theory. How do we know which horses are the Mutters? Because it's supposed to rain in Louisville, is my point.
Well, the quickest way to find out is to see the ones that have run in the mud. And then you'll look back in that. The Arkansas Derby last time out, Omaha Beach was in that. Improbable was in it. So they like it. But I just caution people when they're handicapping it. If a horse hasn't run on slop or mud before, it doesn't mean they can't. I mean, they may love it. They might run better on it than they did on a dry track. So that's just another thing you have to throw into your.
Don't you have horses that are like some people don't like to be out in the rain? Aren't there some horses that just go, I don't need this?
Yes. Oh yeah. Oh sure. And a horse that absolutely hates it. You've got, say, they're laying like 15th or 16th, and they're getting slop kicked in their face, and they can't see, and their jockeys can't see, and they might just throw their tail up in the air and say, that's it. Yeah. And I'm not going to run.
Right. Is it more dangerous?
No, not really. Okay. A lot of times on sloppy tracks, horses run faster than they do on dry tracks. So, they don't have any trouble handling.
So there's no traction issues?
No, not at all.
Again, you like who?
I like Improbable the best. Improbable is one of the 3 Bob Baffert horses. Baffert has won 5 Kentucky Derbies, which is unbelievable.
And Dave, are you still sticking with your pick from earlier?
I'm going to have him in there somewhere. But I kind of like what Howard's saying about improbable.
I might have to go with cutting humor. And
that makes sense.
Cutting humor, right?
It just seems like Baffert has figured this out. You know, he can't go wrong taking one of his three.
Well, I mean, yeah, he's figured it out, and he's an excellent horseman, obviously. He's an excellent trainer, and he knows how to get him ready to run in the Derby. But, you know, he has million-dollar yearlings every year. You know, I mean, when you get handed, you know, 10, 12, I don't know how many, gets 20, you know, million-dollar horses, you know, you ought to do some good with them. So, I mean, he has the best of the best.
Is he still involved in the day-to-day? Because I think when you get to a certain level of success, you can have a ghostwriter. Is there the equivalent of a ghostwriter in horse training?
Well, you have to be involved in the day-to-day to a certain extent. But when you have as many horses as some of these guys do, when they've got 50, 60, 80, I don't know how many horses he's got, you cannot, you know, be in there in the stall looking at every one of them. So you have to have a top assistant trainer, which he does. You have to have somebody else you can trust that takes
to picture him in his $5,000 suit in the stables.
Yeah, on his hands and knees, changing bandages.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
No, exactly.
It's a great Howard Sudbury. Remind us again, we need to be at Arlington Saturday. We need to be at Arlington every weekend, but we need to be at Arlington Saturday for the hat contest. And what else?
The hat contest. You've got to have a mint julep. And you know what? This might be my last invitation onto the show. You know why?
Oh, you forgot the mint juleps.
I forgot the mint juleps.
We didn't notice.
Dave gets cranky when he can't drink in the morning, but the rest of us are fine.
Yeah, Dave answered the door when I walked in the studio. He's shaking.
Yeah. right. And he's trying to convince us it's chilly in here.
I'll come back and talk about the million if the invitation still exists, and I'll bring a jug for you at that point, and we'll see if we can.
When's that? August?
It's August 10th this year.
Dave, I'll buy you something in between. Don't worry.
Yeah, before your next sportscast, we'll get you through this.
Website at Arlington.
ArlingtonPark.com.
Have a great season.
All right, thanks a lot.
Good to see you, buddy.
All right.